The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Go to CropMetcalf.com if you're interested in joining their team as a technician or plumber. Coming up in just about an hour, Joel Corey, former sports agent, analyst for CBS Sports. He will join us to shed some light on the latest from the Terry McLaurin Commanders contract squabble. So we're going to get into that right now. Adam Schefter was on with Pat McAfee yesterday. And since this is training camp related, training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice. Here is Adam Schefter on Pat McAfee talking about where he believes the negotiations stand between the Commanders and Terry McLaurin.
DK Metcalf was the same draft class as Terry McLaurin. He got about $33 million a year. I wouldn't think that Terry is willing to take less than that, and I think he wants considerably more than that. Now, what it comes in at, we'll wind up seeing. Washington, you know, they're not there right now, and they love and value Terry McLaurin, but they love and value him at a different price. So they seem, these two sides right now seem apart on a deal. Like, they don't seem close today. And I don't know how they're going to get that resolved and figured out, but these things usually find a way of working themselves out over time. But as of today, I don't get the sense that anything's close.
Wow, that was a shocking revelation from Adam Schefter, where he made it sound like the DK Metcalf number isn't even the number.
That's like they're starting
they want on something more. Higher than, they significantly higher
that's why
than
so
the
far $33
apart. Million.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're far
that's,
apart.
That stunned me a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, well, I'm sure the Buddy Baker.
They could be $10 million apart.
Sure. I'm sure the Buddy Baker is going in and walking into Adam Peters' office and saying, look, these CeeDee Lamb numbers and DK Metcalf numbers and Tyreek Hill numbers, these are old numbers. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's trying to pitch a paradigm shift in that the salary cap keeps going up. Don't even worry about what CeeDee Lamb is making. Those were deals that were signed a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. Like, that's old news. But Adam Peters is, I'm sure Adam Peters is saying, well, your client is about to turn 30, and I'm sorry, we're not really in the business of rewarding past performance. We have to kind of, we have to keep the team and the salary cap in mind, and we're not going to give you $35 million a year.
Right.
Like that, it seems like a massive gap between the two parties.
Well,
right
I wonder
now.
What Cortland Sutton's agent said to Denver. I think he came in and go, you know what? Those are old deals. I need to, you know, he's just coming off a $61 million deal, and mm-hmm. he's in the final year of his deal. I wonder if he said, you know what, we need $32, $33 million a year. And I wonder if the Broncos said, no, we're going to give you, it ended up not even be 25 a
right.
year. And 40 of it guaranteed.
Yeah.
So I wonder if Adam Peters goes, hey, just go look at the Cortland Sutton deal.
Well, then,
that's what we're looking
at.
Well,
if I were Buddy Baker, then my argument would be, well, my client is a better player than Cortland Sutton.
I understand.
Cortland Sutton's only had two seasons over 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
but
that
he's
would
also
be,
had quarterback
that
issues.
That would be my pushback. And my pushback would also include quarterback issues mm-hmm. through the majority of Terry's career here in D.C.
Everybody would agree that Terry's better. But they're kind of in the same ballpark-ish, kind of. Especially when you consider age. But that guaranteed number is nowhere near what it's going to take.
And if I'm Adam Peters, my argument is going to be that you're asking for Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson type of money. And I'm sorry, that's where I would be like, we love Terry, but he's just not those players. He's not on that level.
What's your new prediction? I know that we have a bet. I would completely erase that prediction, which mm-hmm. I believe was tomorrow.
Right.
I thought it was going to resolve itself by tomorrow.
About to happen.
I would now bet, I'll just change the month. So I was July 30th, mm-hmm. so I'll say August 30th.
I think in the book I'm August 16th.
I think he might play at least the start of the season with no new deal.
That might be the case, too.
I think that also him reporting, and even though he's holding in or whatever, and you know, claiming some ankle injury or whatever, I think it actually takes some of the urgency out of the situation for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm.
He's there. They get him there. Eventually, he's going to break down. He's going to have to start working out as we get closer and closer. And I just think that just takes away some of the urgency. But I get it because, you know, you don't want to hemorrhage 50 grand. He's already lost over 800 grand in this holdout.
That's a big dent in your wallet.
When you look at the earlier workout stuff that he blew off. I don't know. I have a feeling they're not going to come to an agreement. And he's just going to have to play and see what happens. Insurance policy.
I get what you're saying when you say it's a big dent, but it's not really, because it's kind of play money. It's like the difference between having $19 million in the bank versus $20 million in the bank. I don't think his life changes based on losing that $200,000,
$800,000. No, it doesn't change anything in his life, but he's got a short window, right? He's got a 10-year window to make a bunch of cash, and he's going to do fine. But it's a significant amount of money.
Yeah. And he's a smart guy. He's already set for life. This is just the real cherry on top. But we see tales of this all the time about guys running out of money. Like, a $500,000 workout bonus is not something that you just punt away and just like, you know what? I don't need $500,000.
It's a lot of money.
That's $500,000.
I know.
That's a lot of money even to a multimillionaire. That's a lot of dough.
He will never have to worry about money.
I understand.
He's not the type that's going to give his money to shady people and invest in stupid things. And
we think
he's probably got.
I pretty much know.
He's probably got $20 million in the bank.
He's a smart guy.
Investments, because he's a smart guy, and I want him to have $50 million more to go on top of the $20 million. But $500,000 workout bonus is still a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean,
well, he and his agent have made a calculation. And their calculation was, it's worth missing a few days to make a statement, whatever they're trying to accomplish. He's clearly beloved by the fans because regardless of him holding out, not practicing, when he's signing autographs, and I get it, people want their autographs, he is absolutely beloved.
No, they love him. But the team doesn't seem to care. I'm telling you, I just get the sense they're not going to budge much, if any. Like, not at all.
I would love to know who the team.
The commander.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Like, not going to budge because he's still under contract.
And it's 95%, in my opinion, about his age. Because if he was 25 years old, I feel like this deal would already be done.
But I don't think the Commanders are saying, we're not going to offer you anything. Just play it out. I think they're offering something.
Yeah, but he just doesn't like the offer.
Yeah.
Seemingly.
I mean, it's not like the Broncos said to Cortland Sutton, all right, we're not offering you. You got to play out your final year.
Right.
They offered him a $92 million deal.
Right.
Sutton almost did he didn't do any of the receivers a favor.
No, but that's probably a good deal for
29.
A player of Cortland Sutton's abilities and stats that he's put up. Like,
it's just significantly lower than what the other guys.
I mean, he's getting $41 million guaranteed money.
Like, he's not Tyreek Hill.
I know.
Like, no. Tyreek Hill's making $30 million. Like, for Cortland Sutton to be making 23 or 23 and a half, whatever the AAV is, like, that seems about right for a guy of Cortland Sutton's abilities.
Okay, maybe you're right.
I think.
But he also looked at it and goes, all right, I get $41 million locked in. Plus, what was his, I think his signing bonus was, I was reading it, was it 12?
It was 14, I think.
14.
Yeah. I don't know, something like that.
I mean, you get 14 right up front? I mean, come on.
Yeah, that is not a positive development for the Terry McLaurin camp.
I think
that was terrible news, actually, for McLaurin and company yesterday.
I don't see a deal getting done.
Do you think that Washington offered a similar deal where they're giving you, all right, 4 years, $90 million, but only half of it's going to be guaranteed?
Probably. They're probably around something in that range. Like this. Yeah. And this only emboldens them.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, now we're getting closer to a trade request. Now we're getting closer to a trade request, or he's just going to suck it up and play this season, because he loves Jaden and he loves the guys.
Mm-hmm.
But a breakup could be somewhat imminent.
I think it's important to remember, everyone talks about DK's contract like it was just given to him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a team that said no to him and traded him.
Right.
Because they didn't want to pay him that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's somebody out there will and would probably pay Terry what he wants, but it's not this team right now doesn't pay him what he wants.
Yeah.
So I would think that a trade wouldn't be the most stunning thing in the world.
No, I think this makes a trade request way more likely.
I think it's
now whether
it's
or
imminent.
Whether or not they honor it, I'm just telling you, I don't see him coming to terms. And a month ago, I thought, well, this would pretty much be wrapped up pretty soon, and everyone will walk away happy.
Yeah, like if you're like $1 or $2 million bucks apart, like you can
Oh no,
you can find some middle ground there.
They're
but if you're 40 million
apart.
If you're 8 or 10 million per year apart, that's going to be a tough one. That's a tough negotiation.
I see a trade request and no deal being done. Now they may just ignore the trade request and just say, "Dude, we just play out the year, and we'll, you know, we'll reward you if you have another good one."
For what it's worth,
well, if that's the case, it's going to be business decision time for Terry if he's not feeling up to 100%.
Sure.
Well, it's up to him. I mean, if he wants, he needs to put up a big year to get rewarded wherever he goes.
I think he'd get rewarded regardless.
Even if he did some lame year this year and played half the games, I don't think so. I think it would hurt him.
I don't think that.
Because then he'd be 30. He's coming off an 8-game season.
Correct.
I think he needs to play. He needs to play as many games as possible, and he needs to put up a big year.
I'm not saying the Courtland Sutton thing helps, but I don't know that it hurts that much because I just don't think he's regarded where Terry is. I was looking up ESPN's ranking of receivers, which was scouts, coaches, and other executives, right? We went through this with quarterbacks, how Jaden Daniels was number one in the NFC. So
where was McLaurin, like 12?
McLaurin didn't make the top 10, but he was just below Garrett Wilson. There were five honorable mentions that didn't make the top 10. Terry McLaurin, Puka, Brian Thomas Jr., DK Metcalf, T. Higgins, actually six, Davante Adams. So 16. Courtland Sutton wasn't in the top 16. And then I think he's way down at the bottom in terms of also receiving votes. So I just don't think they're considered in the same class. So I think Buddy Baker could say, well, yeah, you can start there, but I'm above all these other guys.
This is also why you can't be a part of the just pay the man crowd. Like if you just pay him what Terry wanted, then all of a sudden you're talking about an $11 million difference than a contract that's comparable to what you're trying to.
I'm not saying you just pay him what he wants.
I know, but there's a contingent of Commander fans out there that are just like, well, Terry's the heart and soul of this team. He's been here forever. Just pay him. Just pay him what he wants. He deserves it.
No, I don't think you necessarily have to pay him what he wants, but I think you can compromise. The problem is, I don't think the team looks like they're in any rush to compromise.
Well, even
even the compromise is completely is very far off than the contract that was just signed.
For sure, but like what JP says, you just make the argument that you're just way better than him. That's the only other argument you can make. But I'm telling you, I agree with this general sentiment. This does not help the Terry McLaurin situation.
Not at all,
in my opinion.
Because even if you know, you give him a deal commensurate to him being better than Courtland Sutton. Like, to me, that would be like, okay, well, you can average $30 million a year. And that sounds like it's way off from what Buddy Baker and his camp wants.
Yeah.
Like, that's still way light. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to get solved.
And Cakes is hypothetical. Remember when Cakes put together his hypothetical contract extension that he was going to offer when he was Cakes Peters?
Yes.
I think the AAV was like $33 million a year.
I think it was less. I think I put out a deal like 3 years, $30 million.
I thought it was 3 years, 33 a year.
I don't think I went that high.
But knowing what you know now, would you still offer that extension to Terry if you're Adam Peters?
I mean, it seems like it's way above market value if Courtland Sutton just signed for what he signed for.
Yeah, but then you bring it, but then you tried out the Garrett Wilson one. Now he's younger, but those numbers were a lot higher.
That's the key. It's the age.
Yeah.
That's why Sutton at 29 is getting 23 a year and not 33 a year.
All right, we'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067. Are you more or less optimistic about Terry getting a deal done with the Commanders in the wake of the Adam Schefter comments yesterday? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next. Joel Corey, former sports agent, now works for CBSSports.com. He'll join us coming up in just about 35 minutes. He'll give great insight as to the latest on Terry McLaurin, Trey Hendrickson, and more, so you don't want to miss that. Taking your calls now at 800-636-1067. Are you in a bit of a panic when you heard the latest from Adam Schefter yesterday on Pat McAfee, when he was saying that the McLaurin camp is seeking significantly more than the DK Metcalf deal, which averages $33 million per year?
Here's why I'm not panicking, because he's here.
Yeah.
Now, if he turned around and said, you know what, I came here in good faith, and they're just not making any headway, I'm going to go home, then I would panic.
Right.
But as long as he's here, I'm not going to panic. Eventually, he's going to play, and whatever happens, happens. But I do not think they're any closer. I actually now am willing to predict either a trade request or he just has to play out the season under this current contract. That's the way I see right now.
The trade request should make you panic a little bit.
I just don't think they'll honor it. I just think they won't honor it because I think they want him. They have him under contract. They kind of have him by the balls, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because they know he's smart enough to not sit out a year or sit out half the year. That's just stupid. It would just hurt his career. So
yeah, it wouldn't be great at this point with him almost 30.
Yeah, so they're gonna be tough business people, and it is what it is. I think he'll give it his all. I don't think Terry will half-ass it. But yeah, I don't see a long-term future right now.
Yeah, it looks.
I don't see a long-term future.
Right now, it looks kind of bleak.
Looks kind of bleak.
As far as him signing, you know, a 2 or 3 year extension.
Yeah, I think they're far, far away. All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. I'm not panicked because he's here, and I think he'll play. But if he wasn't here, I'd be in a full-blown panic. Like if he was like Trey Hendrickson.
Right, like if he went back to Indianapolis, where he's from.
Right.
Just that I'm not hanging out in Ashburn any longer.
Let's go to Charlie in Arlington. Charlie, what's up?
Yeah, EB, you know, you said to Kevin Sheehan the other day, you didn't like that the team picked this fight with Terry. You know, that's
of all people,
Terry and his reps, you know, they picked the fight with the team, and, you know, they felt like they had the upper hand. He balled out last year.
Yeah.
He's a model citizen. Everybody loves him. But, you know, from AP's chair, they've already got Terry for 3 years and $90 million, but they can make that deal 1 year at a time via the franchise tag. So there's no incentive for him to do that. You know, my question for the junks and for the producers, if there was a salary cap for the program, you know, not just the four junkies, but the producers and everybody behind the scenes, you know, would there be somebody that you'd say, that's our Terry McLaurin, the, you know, this guy's the heart and soul of the team, you know, just pay him what he's worth and then figure it out later?
No, we're all the same. We're all the same.
No, I know that's not how your show works, but, you know, if it worked like the Commanders do, and you had to figure it all out over time, and everybody's up at a different time, would you be okay sort of saying, I don't know, it might cost me my money later, but just pay Drab. He's the heart and soul.
Drab would be behind that movement. Yeah. Look at this guy. Come on.
Yeah.
We trade him to Grant and Danny. Yeah.
In almost a 30-year history of the show, there have been various kind of wacky suggestions. I remember one time at some point, basically, essentially wanted to break us up.
They wanted to split us up.
Yeah, like half of us do mornings, half of us do afternoons.
Different day parts.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they've come up with a lot of wacky ideas, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Chris in D.C. Chris, what's up?
What do you guys think about a female perspective on the show?
Yeah.
That was floated.
That didn't go over very well. Chris, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, we're good.
Good. I think from a business perspective, you already got him locked in for one more year.
Yep.
And I mean, I understand that, you know, I'm kind of 50-50 because I was one of those ones that said, well, he was a heart and soul, pay the man. But literally, when you're talking about millions of dollars of somebody else's money, we easily say what we can do with somebody else's money. And when it comes down to Terry, just play it out, even if you have to, and get franchised. And if you put up big numbers, whether they trade you, you get a better worth, or they give you a better worth, even as one of the commanders at the end of the year. But right now, you already signed into that contract for a year, so I wouldn't be pouting to the point of, you know, not playing or underperforming.
No, he's going to play. I think when you look at the history of guys that sit out a year or whatever, it rarely, if ever. I can remember, like, for Riggins, it seemed to work.
But it's been a long time.
But, like, Le'Veon Bell, like, he was never the same when he sat out that year.
It just doesn't make any sense.
I don't think Buddy Baker is advising him to sit out a year.
Yeah.
I think he's going to play. If you had another year on the contract with a person and they say, well, now I need a raise now, you know, from the perspective of the monies that you spend, would you do it?
Yeah. No, I understand. I understand what you're saying.
He's trying to use his leverage. He had a great season.
And it's kind of
need him.
And it's not unusual for guys in his position going into the last year of their deal to try to renegotiate. It's not unusual.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right,
I'll take care.
All right,
but I'm
too.
Sure from
thank
a
you, Chris.
Employer perspective, you'd be frustrated. You're like, you're under contract.
Yeah, but they also understand it's kind of the deal in the league. Yeah.
I understand that.
I mean, the Broncos didn't say that.
Yeah. Let's go to Mo.
You want to keep your guys. You want to keep them. I mean, the Cortland Sutton's their number one receiver.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say player last year out. You want him
for the development of Bo Nix, just like you want Terry there for the continued development of Jaden Daniels.
Correct.
Mo, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm not really panicked because I kind of foresaw us being here several weeks ago. Personally, I felt like it was a year thing with regards to how many years they were offering him. But I don't put too much credence in what Schefter says, because if we look back to how this organization has moved, they've been locked tight. And his words be more speculation than him even willing to say, I have sources that are telling me this. So, character of Terry, I don't even think his number is that high. But I do understand in a negotiation process, you do ask for more than what you're willing to receive. So if he's asking for maybe 33 and they were starting off at 26 and they land at 30, then I totally understand the process. But I'm not putting too much weight on what I'm hearing from Schefter, because, you know, if you look at the language of the clip, it seems more like speculation than anything. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, I think you can replay at least part of it. I think Schefter at the beginning of it, he says, I think Terry is seeking this or something close to that.
But Schefter talks to people.
Yeah,
he's very educated.
He's super plugged in.
But I would actually disagree with Mo and think this may be Adam Peters' first real public negotiation. Because think about it. Terry threw Adam and the organization under the bus at Eastern Motors, right?
Right.
Saying they haven't even talked about it, okay? Then all of a sudden you're holding out. Then you hold in when you have your first training camp at that's public, and you have Jaden and every single person screaming Terry, pay the man, and everything while you're out there on the field, right, making a whole hoopla about it. I think this is Adam's way of saying, hey, here's our side of the story, here's how much he came to the table with, or his agent came to the table with, and it's not something we're willing to pay. It's an outrageous number. And I think he may have told Adam what the number was, and Adam's just kind of is going with it.
I don't doubt that they're leaking a little bit.
Like this is Adam's first real leak and first real negotiation out in the open, while Terry's done it probably weeks beforehand.
Oh yeah, for sure, Buddy Baker's been
like, because Adam's getting painted as the bad guy, right?
Right, the guy who's unwilling to sign, you know, a team favorite.
I mean, at this point, Adam is the bad guy,
right?
And it's all because of the story that Terry's spinning. And Adam needs to put his story out there and say, hey, you know, Terry and his agent are being a little unreasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he just doesn't talk about it.
For sure. Let's go to...
But he doesn't want to piss off the player.
Yeah.
So it doesn't serve him to do what you're saying. It serves him to just eat it.
Who?
Adam Peters.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Quinn handled it perfectly in all of these press conferences. He's been very deferential towards Terry, the player, and Terry, the person. I'm saying is I think they're handling it right.
Dan's not negotiating the contract. Adam is.
Adam may not either. He's got somebody that's underneath him.
The GM's not negotiating the contract that...
From what I've read, there's somebody else that's the negotiator.
Well, then what's the point of having Adam Peters on staff if he's not negotiating the contract?
Manager. He sets the parameters.
I would think somebody he's part else. Of it. He's got to be part of it.
Somebody else is maybe gutting it out.
Yeah, maybe he's not.
I think you're thinking about a cap specialist that's telling them, you know, how liquid they are for the season, and then here's your contingency money that you have just in case. But I think Adam Peters is doing the negotiating, not underling.
I'm not sure.
I've read differently that there's a negotiator.
You might be right, Matt, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
You think an underling of Adam Peters is doing this negotiation?
I didn't say it was an underling. I'm saying somebody that specializes in negotiating, like a lawyer.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't want to speculate because I just don't know. I think it's got pretty specialized these days. Let's go to Steve in Annapolis. Steve, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, Junks. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
What's up? I wouldn't say I'm panicked. I'm definitely worried. In the sense that this has obviously just become the biggest and lone distraction. And to have it happen to Terry of all people is what's worrisome. But ultimately I think it gets done. You know, I don't think.
What do you think will happen?
Terry, I think Terry's side is going to be the one that's going to have to budge for the sole fact that I don't know how you.
They're going to have to more than budge. Absolute... They're going to have to cave.
Yeah, but again, I mean, we're all speculating, right? I mean, to a certain extent, we don't know the figures. We don't know.
No. We have no idea.
We don't know.
I have a feeling Schefter has an idea.
Yeah, but he didn't give numbers.
I don't know how you go through the quarterback gauntlet that Terry has had and then get a taste of what it feels like to have Jaden Daniels just dropping dimes in your bread basket and say, you know what, I'll test the market and I'll go have some Joe Schmo throw me balls again that are 4 yards over my head. Like, I don't think Terry's the kind of guy that's going to overlook what it's like to have. Yeah exactly. Yeah. And I think he's willing to take a hit to be catching absolute dimes in primetime games.
He wants to play with Jaden Daniels. There's no doubt about that. But it doesn't sound like he's willing to give any sort of discount. Is kind of the way you're framing it,
and I respect him for standing on business and trying to get what he deserves. But at the end of the day, I think Commanders hold the cards, and one of the sides is going to have to budge more than the others. And unfortunately, I think it's going to be Terry's. But you know, it's not like he's going to be
asking for change anytime soon.
He's going to be just fine.
Steve,
I'm sorry.
Does Steve think that Terry McLaurin wouldn't catch balls from Justin Herbert for $5 million more, or Geno Smith for $5 million more a year?
Of course he would. These guys are mercenaries. They go where the money is. Where they get paid the most.
Somebody told me that he has looked at other. He's thought of other teams he would play for.
Right.
You know, which is, I mean, obviously, if you're in that situation, you probably go down that rabbit hole.
Another thing
there's teams that he would play for. Doesn't mean they would trade him there.
Maybe Buddy Baker is a little bit of a clown as his agent. You have to factor that in.
Could be.
I mean, Terry McLaurin is by far his most high-profile client.
Yeah.
How many of these big negotiations has he been involved with? Probably not a lot.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, if you're Terry and the deal isn't getting done.
Oh, it's definitely his biggest.
And I understand that this is his guy. It's been his representative since he's been in the league. Maybe Terry has to sit down with his wife and his other inner circle outside of his agent and say, is this agent really doing right by me, having me in this situation? It's a factor. It's something he has to consider. The fact that he's holding in, doesn't have a deal.
Terry's pretty loyal, though. I
know he's loyal.
That's
but
his guy.
It's his guy. I know. I hear you, Cakes. I hear exactly
it's
what you're saying.
It's at least something you have to consider. Like, it's a factor.
He's not going to fire Buddy Baker and hire somebody else.
According to Commanders.com, Brandon Sosna is the Senior Vice President of Football Operations. In his role as Senior Vice President of Football Operations, he is the club's lead contract negotiator.
I know, but you.
I understand he's underneath him, but he is the one doing the day-to-day dealings with
JP,
Buddy Baker.
Do you think Adam Peters doesn't have a hand in this?
I didn't say he didn't have a hand. I just said he wasn't
the
chief negotiator.
Maybe not the one face-to-face with all this.
Who knows?
So
Adam Peters is definitely involved, but is he doing the math dollar for dollar? Probably not.
Not be the one that's...
He probably tells this guy, all right, this is what we're willing to offer.
Of course.
You get the deal done, and then that guy gets it done.
Cakes Peters would acquiesce to a math guy. I would let the math guy do all the number crunching and give me bullet points.
You're talking about huge amounts of money, huge negotiations. Adam Peters didn't come up in like the school of negotiation. He came up in scouting.
Mm-hmm.
He came up in player evaluation. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't think it matters, because... You know, I'm sure the negotiator and Peters are on the same page.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they are.
They're in lockstep.
Yeah. It doesn't even really matter.
Everybody's dug in. Everybody's firmly entrenched in their sides and their positions.
Not feeling good about a deal being done for winning my bet tomorrow.
Yeah, it's probably, I think, yeah. That's cool. I think you're
I'm not feeling
it.
Good about August, what did I say, August 3rd or 8th?
Not looking good for you either.
I'm not looking
good. I'm almost willing to bet that he plays out this contract.
I'm
almost willing to bet it today.
I would still.
Because it seems more likely than ever.
I would still bet against that.
But he would have to cave immensely.
Well, we don't know what the numbers are.
Yep.
I just think that there's no reason for the team to cave.
You're right, but I still think they can get something done.
Yeah.
All right. They're not even to August yet. Still a lot of time.
Don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, Joel Corey, former sports agent. He will join us and help us break down even more the latest in the Terry McLaurin contract saga with the Washington Commanders. Lots of hand-wringing, lots of Commanders fans salty about the Terry McLaurin holdout. It's not a holdout any longer. He's at the facility to avoid the $50,000 per day fines if he were holding out.
I just saw Dan Quinn speaking, as he does before every practice.
Practices
at 8. I was getting my water in the cafeteria, and he was jocking the running back.
Bill.
Yeah. Bill for his cuts.
Krosky Merritt, yeah.
Hitting the holes in his jump cuts.
I mean, if you think that Brian Robinson's time in this roster isn't short, I don't think he's going to get cut before the season, but I mean, that's your B-Rob replacement right there, as long as the guy pans out and is decent.
Yeah.
I was reading that Brian Robinson was looking pretty good behind the better offensive line.
I'm sure he will look good.
Yeah.
But it sounds like Krosky Merritt is turning some heads.
Let's go to Reggie. Reggie has a take on the Terry situation. Reggie.
Reggie, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? He's gone at the end. I think he's not going to take the contract that was accepted or offered, rather. So I think they're going to give him a Debo, one of those, like, okay, we're going to fully guarantee this year, throw some extra incentives in there to maybe get it up to 30 or whatever, and he's going to have to play out this year and then try to come back to the drawing board next year. But it's nothing that we've seen thus far that will make us think an extension is coming. It's not. I think we dug in. And then he said it during the Eastern Motors. If the market has been set, he wants value. That means he wants that bad contract that Pittsburgh freaking gave DK Metcalf. So he wants at least 33. And Adam is not going to give him 33 at 30 years old. So I think he's going to play because he has to play. He's under contract. I think they're going to sweeten that, give him some extra incentives to boost it up a little bit, and he's going to play on his last year. He's going to be upset. He's going to play on his last year. But, man, you never thought that Terry – and I get it, it's a contract, it's business, but you've been playing with trash forever. Now you got a legitimate opportunity to win a Super Bowl, compete for one, at least a Super Bowl, and not necessarily saying you're pulling this move, but what about Laremy Tunsil? His contract coming up, he's going to want money at the end of this year. And if he plays like he's capable of playing, and then you gave a 30-year-old wide receiver top of the tier wide receiver money, if I'm him, yeah, I want to be paid more than any left tackle. So you got to be smart with this. But I think they're going to give him a one-year deal. They're going to load it with some probably easy, attainable incentives. And then it's probably going to be the last year of Terry in burgundy and gold, man. So it's sad.
So what do you mean they're going to give him a one-year deal? He's in his last year.
You know how that deal with Debo. Debo came over. He still had a year on his contract. They made it fully guaranteed. I'm assuming they put some incentives in there. Terry right now, I think you keep hearing, I don't know how much is it. People saying 15 is 22.5. So I don't know what this last year is, but I think they're going to add some incentive to that. And then that's it. Because like he's not going to sign anything close to Courtland Sutton. He said it in Eastern Motors. I want value. Right, the market has been set. He views himself, and arguably, better than DK Metcalf. He was in my draft class. He tried to put this narrative out that, you know, I didn't play as much in Ohio State, you know, blah, blah, blah. So he's set the foundation that I want that type of money. And he's not. If he wants more than DK, so now you want CeeDee Lamb money? Come on, man. That ain't getting ridiculous.
All right, thanks, Reggie.
If you believe Adam Shepard.
Appreciate the call.
All right, thank you, buddy.
I'm looking at his deal on SpotTrac. He's signed through 2025. He's a UFA in 2026. He has a $15.5 million base, prorated 5.6 for his signing bonus from his deal, so you don't count that. His roster bonus is 2.8. He has a roster per game bonus of $850K. Seems pretty substantial. The workout bonus, which we know he
lost that.
Yeah, that's $500K and likely incentives at $250,000. So his cap hit is listed at $25.5 million.
But how much is he scheduled to actually make, though? It's way less than that.
Well, I guess you add in the base, which is $15.5 million, roster bonus $2.8 million. What does that get you to?
So about $18 something.
Okay. And then he makes $850 per game that he's on the roster.
No,
is that wrong? Or
that I don't think you add that because that would be like $28 million. Because that would be like.
I mean,
eight times.
Yeah, we'd have
16,
to find
17.
Out.
17.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm not sure exactly what that figure is.
I thought I had read.
That's the 15. That's how you get to the 15.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought I had read there was a 17.
That's probably how you get to the 15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a confusing chart then. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
If that's the case.
I mean, maybe they give him a few more G'd up dollars now, but nothing long term. Mm-hmm. Just in good faith.
I don't see why they would give him anything. on top of what he's currently just to say, making.
Listen, we value you, and we agree that you're a little undervalued right now. We don't think you're worth $33 million, but you know, maybe 25. I don't know, whatever, however the hell they want to do it.
Yeah, we can talk to Joel Corey about all the different permutations of how it can
just
be
thankful
worked out
that he's in camp.
Mm-hmm.
And then now the next thing is, when is he gonna
get on the
start
field,
working out? Mm-hmm. Probably a couple weeks away from that. But at this point, we just need him to play this year. And I'm at the point now where I just worry about next year.
Yeah.
Worry about the Giants in week one.
I don't think they're going to trade him. I wouldn't be surprised if he requests a trade, but I don't think they're going to trade him.
Right.
Let's go to Gary in Fairfax. Gary, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Gary. How are you, man?
Hey, look. This is what's kind of troublesome. I don't put a lot of stock in what Schefter said yesterday, because like you guys were saying earlier, it sounded more like speculation than insider, you know, reporting. But here, this is bothersome to me right now. These guys, the organization from the top, since they've been in town, although the bar was low to start with, they've got so much goodwill going. It seems like they've been King Midas. Everything they've done has turned to gold. And it's just hard for me to believe that they would be willing to sacrifice all that goodwill, all the good feelings coming off the season that they would sacrifice that over, I don't know, $1, $2, even $3 million, which leads me to believe there is a Grand Canyon in between what Terry is demanding and what they're offering, man. Because I can't believe they would get hung up over a couple of $1 million and sacrifice all the good that they've done and made all the right moves. So that's the part that bothers me, man. It really does. And so, I don't know, maybe they could give him like a NFL version of a prenup. You know, give him 3 years, 4 years, and say the last year's a team option. If we notice, you know, a noticeable drop-off, then we're out of the Terry business. But I can't spend other people's money and say give him what he wants, because nobody, all the fans would be pissed off if in Terry's final year we're paying him $34 million.
And well, Gary, like, they already have the deals are already weighted that way, where the guys, the only, when you see these big deals of like $112 million, you got to look at what is the guaranteed money? What is the signing bonus and what is the guaranteed money? Because when you get to the last third or fourth year of a lot of these deals, that's just money that's never going to be paid out.
Yeah, a lot of times the player doesn't play those out. It's not like a baseball contract where if Courtland Sutton played baseball and signed a 4-year, $92 million deal, he's getting all 92.
Right. That's why Bryce Harper told Rob Manfred to basically go F himself and leave the locker room, because he's G'd up. He's completely G'd up throughout his deal.
Mm-hmm. Contracts often don't mean anything. For some reason, this is popping in my head, but remember when Donovan McNabb was benched for bad cardio at the end of the game?
Yes.
And then 2 weeks later, they gave him a contract extension.
Yes.
It was like a 7-year deal.
But then he wasn't on the team the next year.
Yeah. I mean, like contracts in the NFL are a joke.
Yeah.
It's all about the guaranteed money.
Yeah, you're right. It's guaranteed money.
Get that guaranteed money. Everything else, you just kind of disrespect it.
I don't know. For some reason, it might be blind faith. I have faith they're going to get it done. Terry looks awful chill and happy. You're a people reader, EB. What do you see from Terry?
I don't know.
Yeah, he looks carefree. Language.
Yeah, but I just don't see him. That's around the fans. I don't see him like...
I'm sure he's frustrated, of course.
I don't know.
It'd be natural.
Well, he said he was frustrated.
Yeah, he's voiced it.
Yeah, he's putting on a good front. Known.
I like that Grant said yesterday, you think Adam Peters is happy about all this, that Terry's out there in the end zone parading in front of the fans. He's got his agent with him in the end zone, making the Commanders look bad. There's no chance the front office is happy about this, what he's doing right now.
No.
Well, yeah, I could see that.
But they're kind of eating it, because they're letting him do that. They're not taking some public stand.
It's better that he's there than not there.
I agree. They're not taking some public stand like, hey, you shouldn't be in the end zone, or, you know. Well, they're letting Bobby Wagner hype him up. They're letting Jaden start cheers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not happy. They can't be happy about it.
Behind closed doors, they're not happy.
The thing is, at the end of the day, it's not really helping them. At the end of the day, it's not really helping them. They know all the guys love them. They know Jaden loves them. But it doesn't seem to really affect anything. I feel like they're just not budging.
Yeah, there's been no budging so far.
I feel like they're not budging.
From either side. So we're going to have to see how it plays out. To give us more details on it, our next guest, he's supremely qualified for that. Joel Corey from CBSSports.com. He'll help break down the Terry McLaurin dragging out contract negotiation between him and the Commanders. We'll do that next.